are tuned in to Word of Mom Radio here on the Word of Mom Media Network.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. My name is Jeanette Paxia, and this is Ordinary People, Extraordinary Lives. My sole purpose is to support others in living the life that makes them happy, because life really is too short to live unhappily. Thank you for joining us today. The reason that I decided to do this show is because when I was working as a nurse on the floor, I would talk to my patients and hear all of their stories. We don't have a lot of time when we're working on the floor to really spend time with the patients, but I would listen to their stories whenever I could and was fascinated by all the experiences that people have had. And I was saddened by the fact that these stories weren't going to be shared. A lot of people don't take the time to listen, and it was important to me to make sure that I could get some of these stories out there. I felt that not only could people learn from them, but they could laugh with them and just allow these people to not die with the stories in them, but be able to have an opportunity to share them. So that's my goal for this show. Today, I have a guest on here. Her name is Susan Dangle, and she is someone who I met when working at a hospital in Memphis, Tennessee. I had been working there and she joined, and I was training her and felt an instant connection with her. We were able to support the staff at the hospital while adding fun in our day. And the one thing I can say about Susan, well, many, many great things, but one of the things I can say about her is that we always laugh together. And I don't think I laugh with anybody as much as I laugh with Susan. We just have a lot of fun. She's really fun and enjoys life. And you can tell that she does just by talking to her. The other thing that has stood out about Susan for me is that she really does care about everyone. And she wants to do her best in work and do the best for the patients at the hospital and all the staff she supports. And I feel that that's a really important trait to have. It's important to be able to take care of people and care about other people, not just yourself. Brian and I enjoy spending time with her and her husband, John, and her three beautiful grandchildren, who I hope we will hear a little bit about today. Well, welcome, Susan. Thank you so much for joining me on my second show. I am honored to have you as a guest on here. Can you say hello to everybody and tell us a little bit about you?
Absolutely. And Jeanette, thank you so much. I'm honored for being on your show. I think so much of you, and I'm so proud of the things that you have accomplished. I cherish our friendship and our laughter, and believe that God put you in my life for a reason. I am
definitely
in my 60s. I don't know how that happened, but I am. And I was born in West Virginia. I moved to Kissimmee, Florida when I was 3 years old and lived there all of my life, until I had a change in seasons, I will say. I married to my dear friend and love, John. We went to school together from elementary school through high school. We never dated. We were always good friends. And we found each other 7 years ago. This past week was our anniversary on Facebook, and decided to start talking, and he and I both had been through two marriages, and we fell in love and got married. And it's fun marrying a good friend. It really is. It allows you to be yourself and to have fun and laugh at each other. I have one son from my first marriage and three beautiful grandchildren who will be here today to visit with me for a week. I did not get to see them over a year with the pandemic, and they have all grown and changed. And so I am anxious to spend time with them and ask questions and learn about them as well. I have a very long career in the medical field. I started when I was 18. I'm still at it. And I enjoy working, as you did, with people, with patients, and sharing their stories, listening to them, and trying to give back as much as I can.
Well, I do know that you give back in any way that you can. I have many comments to say. For one thing, happy anniversary. I am excited that you guys found each other again. gives hope to many people out there who have been through divorce, as I also have, and feel like that they're just never going to find someone again or find that soulmate or that person that really resonates with them. And then to find on Facebook somebody who you grew up with and just never, you know, developed into a relationship, but here you are later in life, enjoying each other, enjoying time together. And then of course the grandchildren that are coming. I think we all this past year have been through a lot, but through all of that, there's a lot of gratitude that's come from that and a lot of realization of those things that we missed that may not be stuff, right? It's not all about the stuff that we have in our life, but the people and the relationships.
Absolutely.
And missing that time with people and just, you know, I know I didn't get us to spend as much time with the kids as I, you know, would have liked to because of COVID and we couldn't get to each other. And we have 5 kids in our blended family all over the country. And so we were not able to see each other as much. And that's the stuff that I missed. And I hope that through COVID, people really are focusing on that gratitude.
Yes.
And then to be a Floridian at heart, even if you weren't born there, always thought of you that way. And I can never say, is it kiss? I always want to say kiss me.
But it's, well, we say kiss me at night and kiss me during the day.
There you go. You know, Florida is a fun place, I'm sure, to grow up. Lots of nature, lots of things to explore. So thank you so much for giving us that look into your life. And of course, being in medical since you were 18, and as you said, you're in your 60s now, it just kind of flashes by, but think of all the patients that you've helped and all people's lives you've touched. So thank you for that too. I always feel it's important to thank those who work in medical among other jobs. But again, with this last year, we have really been able to focus on those that we, those jobs that we really may have taken for granted before, you know, the medical, the nurses, the doctors, the grocery store workers, the right. People who deliver our mail,
yeah.
You know, all of this stuff. So thank you for that too. If you could go back, so you're in Florida, you're living in Florida, you're 12 years old, and you're looking at yourself now, but you're 12, but you see yourself now. What advice would you give yourself, that 12-year-old self, you know, all that stuff that we've gone through and that we think is so important when we're 12? What advice would you give yourself?
Well, it's kind of funny to even think about that because that's how old my grandson is. And I remember being a tomboy and always out playing in the neighborhood and running and making lots of friends. But what I would tell myself is to be more studious, to understand that school is so important and to learn and absorb as much as you can at that age, to always be open to learning. I still learn every week, even at my age, I learn something new, which I find to be a blessing. But I was always very social and very active. And I did well in school, but I could have done much better had I paid attention and took it more seriously.
I don't think that we really honor that learning until, you know, we're really can reflect back on that. Mm-hmm. I enjoy learning too. And it was a little different being younger than it nowadays, the kids. I remember my mom would say, okay, go outside and don't come back in until it's time for lunch. And then, right. You know, you can go back outside again and play all day long. We played outside and just the environment and learning from that and playing with our friends. And it's a little different now. There's a lot of more electronics.
Yeah.
And I do know that, again, I don't want to bring up COVID too much, but with COVID, I think a lot of kids also realize how much they miss school and learning.
I do too.
Can you think of something that you learned recently that you could share with us maybe?
Well, I learned at work to listen more before I speak. I have been in the business for goodness, 40 plus years, and sometimes that experience makes me speak before listening. And I'm really working at that, even at my age, to allow someone else to present their thoughts and their issues before I speak, and to learn from what they're bringing to the table. You're never too old to change your ways. And that's one of the things that I've learned this past few months. Now that we're back on campus and we're able to meet in person, it's a little bit different when you're doing it via video, because you've got to unmute yourself. So you have a moment to think about it before you unclick that mic, rather than when you're in person. And so I'm really learning to just sit back and listen before I give my opinion.
You're never too old to change your ways.
You are never too old.
I have to say that again. You're never too old to change your ways. I like that. And we have, I've read this several times. We have one mouth and two ears for a reason.
Exactly.
And listening is important.
Very important.
I think a lot of times we're afraid we're not going to get our point out. And so we're really focusing on what we're going to say, instead of listening to what the other person is going to say or is saying. And a lot of times we come in anticipating what we think they're going to say.
Right.
When that's really not what they were going to say. And especially in relationships and creating that relationship that really works for you, it's important to listen and maybe even repeat back what they said, so that you are sure that you got it, and you, it's not what you thought that they said. So thank you for that. I appreciate that. I'm sure that you have had a ton of accomplishments in your life. What would stand out to you as one or two of your top accomplishments?
I have had a number of accomplishments throughout my career that I'm extremely proud of. I think one of them being that I have gotten as far as I have gotten in my career without a college degree. I do not promote that in any way, shape, or form. My grandchildren will go to college if I have to drive them there and walk them to class. I was not given that opportunity, but I worked in a very small town, and my work ethic allowed for me to be promoted and was given multiple opportunities. And people that know me, that work with me, as you did, know that I'm a hard worker. We came from that stock.
Definitely.
And we work hard, we're honest, we give a good day's work. And so I have been given that opportunity. So that is an accomplishment that I'm proud of without that college degree. The second one being technology. You know, when I grew up, we had a rotary dial phone. We did not have cell phones. I used to have dimes in my penny loafers that I would use to call on the payphone and call my mom and tell her where I was on Saturday when I was out all day.
Payphones.
Working at the hospital, I was able to bring in technology, and I was selected to be the project manager when we went to an electronic health record from paper charts. So that was a big undertaking. We had three hospitals in the group, and our go live was the most successful. And I was very proud of that. Worked hard on that, and still today feel that that was one of my greatest accomplishments.
Well, as somebody who's worked in that field doing that, I know that changing the technology and then continuing to update the technology is not easy. And then convincing others that they need to use technology, especially when they've used paper charts for many years.
Yes.
And then the college, I have obviously not done any studies on this, but the trends I'm seeing is previously you could have gone to college or not, and then you get into a job and you may stay there for 30 years and you learn and you move up from that, or you stay in the same field for a long time. I mean, my father came from Sicily, didn't speak English, didn't finish past an eighth grade education, and worked at one company for, 40 years, for his entire career pretty much. You don't see that as much anymore. People change jobs a lot. But, then college was important. And now I kind of see a trend going the other way, where kids feel like they can become the next YouTube star, or, they can do something else and become rich instantly. And it's a focus on money and not so much as education. I'm not saying everywhere and everybody, But with having, you know, the five kids, there's a very differing of opinion there. And in my mind, college is important to learn. You may not know what you want to do directly going in, right?
Exactly.
You can probably change and do different careers. But it is important to continue to learn. And I also feel like going to college is not always about getting out and having a degree and then working in that degree, but it's about beginning and finishing something. It's showing people that you can go through and for 4 years or 6 years or whatever that you do, even 2 years, you can start a project and complete it. That's just my opinion. I mean, I don't know if people agree with that or not, and that's okay. Everybody can have their own opinion, but that's just kind of what I've seen from the sidelines as a mother and as somebody who went to college later in life. I did not finish when I was 18, 19, 20. I think I was in my 40s when I finished my master's degree, and I'm working on my PhD now because for me, since my dad didn't go past eighth grade education, it's important for me to have someone in the family that has completed that PhD. So it's more of a personal mission.
Right.
But have you seen that trend too, where it was kind of no college, college, and then now we're kind of going back to, well, you know.
Yes. And I believe the college experience, not only for the education, but that's a time when you grow up.
Definitely, yes.
Leave your family nest and you're on a campus with other kids that have left their family, and you learn to be responsible because you've got to get up and you've got to go to class. You learn socially the differences in many, many people that you will experience. And just that to me is dedication. You know, they are dedicating.
Mm-hmm.
They're dedicating their time to a learning effort that could project them into a working world. And who knows, one of my granddaughters might be the next president of the United States.
That would be great. And it's teamwork too, right? You're working as a team, which you'd need to do in a job.
Absolutely. Yes. Yes. And so I do feel that it's very important. That's my one do-over that I would have done. But I will let you in on a little secret. I am going to enroll in college and a junior college and go ahead and try and get a degree before I stop working to show my grandchildren that you're never too old to learn.
I love it. Well, congratulations. I didn't know that.
Thank you.
You are never too old to learn. You're going to grow older. You might as well grow older without education. And as somebody who's gone back, it's not easy to balance work and school, but it's fun. We come in with a different mindset.
Right.
And I always was saddened that I missed that live on campus dorm experience. And that's okay. Word of Mom Radio. We have dogs. We have kids in the background. So hello, Rojo. I was always saddened that I didn't do that. And so I want that for my children. Of course, I want them to have their own experiences too, but Jacob and I are actively in conversation about this because it looks like he's going to enroll in college in the fall, and I'm excited that he's going to have that experience.
That's
so both
fantastic.
Of us have that looking back and, you know, deciding that that was more important than we thought it was at the time. I remember thinking that getting married was more important than college, but that's okay because now you're going. So congratulations on that. I can't wait to hear about all of your experiences from that. Kind of going back to that proud of and accomplishments, I'm going to ask you, what is something that you're proud of that few people know about and or would be surprised to know about you? Is there anything you can think of in that?
I'm proud of the fact that I was able to take care. I'm an only child, and I was able to take care of both of my parents at their end stage of life. People do not have to believe in God. I do. And I know that God allowed me to do this. I had a job where I had worked at a hospital for 23 years and I was let go. And it was at the time that my dad had developed brain cancer and was in his end stage of life. And I believe that that happened so that I could take care of him. I was at a job that I had been at for 13 years when my mother ended up with a lung disease, and the providers allowed me to work at her house and take care of her in her end stage. It was an honor. It was not easy. It's hard to see your parents deteriorate, as you well know. They revert back to almost being a child and that you have to take care of them. But I'm very proud that I was able to do that.
I'm getting chills. It's really important to honor your parents, and whether you believe in God, the universe, whatever you believe in, reflecting back, it's amazing at these times in our lives when we need to be someplace and we're put in that position to be able to do that. I mean, it was similar to me when I was in Ohio at the time my mom got sick, and many circumstances happened to where I ended up being in California and helping her through, and helping my sister and my father, and help and going through the last time in her life, which is an honor. And I feel like you should try to be mindful. It feels like you're in a dream, I think, when you're in that position.
It is. Yes.
It doesn't feel real, but trying to honor and spend time with them as much as you can is important.
And take that moment, if you are put into that position, take that moment, just breathe. Don't worry about the outside world. Enjoy every waking moment that you have with them, and talk and listen, and just tell them how much you love them.
Just breathe. I like that. Just breathe. On that note, we are going to take a quick break and say thank you to our sponsors, and we will be right back on Word of Mom Radio.
Have you been curious about CBD? Maybe you heard it helps relieve stress and balance your body, but you're not sure where to start? The most important thing when you're thinking about CBD is choosing a brand you trust and feel confident in. Altwell is a high quality and effective CBD line. It's a family business with 4 generations in the wellness industry, and they poured all their experience, knowledge, and passion into making modern wellness attainable. Altwell uses only the highest quality, ethically grown hemp, carefully selected from Colorado farms. They triple test every product, and with every purchase, you can access a lab report so you can see exactly what you're getting. If you're new to CBD, a great place to start is with topicals like Altwell's balms and lotions to help ease achy muscles, and their serums to moisturize and brighten your skin. Altwell is offering Word of Mom listeners a special discount so you can try it for yourself. All you have to do is go to altwell.com and use code ALTWELLMOM at checkout for 25% off your first purchase. Exclusions apply.
She is brave. She is strong. She is you. Because you're that woman who's got a product or a service that you're looking to promote, or you're out there seeking to support other women in business to help women learn, network, and build the businesses of their dreams. Because when you win, we win.
We all know a survivor. Some of our friends and family have made it through difficult times. Some of us don't make it. Losing a loved one to cancer, a car accident, or any other unfortunate event can be crippling and unavoidable. But one of the hardest subjects to talk about is suicide. Too often, our youth decide that leaving this place is easier than facing the struggle forced upon them every day. More than 1 in 4 children go through some form of bullying or another. Most of us survive with scars, but for some, the inner demons created cannot be recognized or treated in time to ensure they make it through. Bullying in every form is very much avoidable. It starts with me, and it starts with you. This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you to do your part when you see bullying happen. If you don't know what that is, call 403-447-4404. Or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
Don't let the name fool you, because stadiumbags.com has a line of clear bags that enable you to use your phone and your smart devices without removing them from your bag. Not only that, but the product is so good it'll stand up to the cleaning solvents that you need to use now to make sure that when you come home, you come home safely. So take a look at stadiumbags.com. You'll see why we're your clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag.
And we are back here on Word of Mom Radio, and we are talking to Susan Dankel, and we are talking about a lot of different things, new experiences that she's going to be doing. We have talked about her grandchildren coming today to see her after this long experience with COVID and not getting to spend time with them, and how she has reunited with her husband now, who she was friends with as she was growing up, but they were not together. And so now just had her anniversary and reunited on Facebook, of all things. I love it. So many conversations we're having with Susan today. And I do know you have lived in a few places. What would you say is your favorite place that you've lived or been to?
I have only lived in a few places, but I will tell you that California took my heart. That's where my husband John was living when we were dating. And I was able to go out and spend some time there and work from his home. You, my dear friend, happened to live in the town that he was living in, Modesto. And I love that area. Florida is my home that I grew up in for all of my life. But when I went to California, I felt like I should be there. It felt comfortable. It felt warm. It's a beautiful state and has so much to offer. And I hope to one day be able to live there again.
You will. And as someone who was born here, I have to say, I do love it here. There is a lot to offer. When you go to and live in different places, you often hear these horrible things about California and people have an idea of how it is. But it's, you know, where I live, I'm 2 hours from Yosemite, from the ocean, from the mountains, from the snow. There's, you know, nice weather most of the time.
Right.
And it's when I was growing up, I hated it and wanted to leave. And as soon as I could, I did because I thought it was boring. But as an adult coming back here, I realized that there's a lot to offer. And it's really ironic because when I met Susan and she was talking, I gave her my phone number and she said, wait a second, your area code is the same as my husband's. That's strange. And so that's, we found out that he lived in the same town that I grew up in. And when we purchased our house, it is literally about 2 blocks from the house that they had lived in when they were here. So I don't think it was by chance that we met. I think it was a perfect meeting and we were supposed to meet. Whether we met in Memphis or if somehow you'd come back to California, I think that we would have ended up meeting. What's one of your favorite things about Florida?
The beaches. The warm weather. I do enjoy the change of seasons, but I am a sunshine girl. I love the sun. I love the greenery. Florida, when I grew up in the city that I grew up, the town, was more of a ranch town. And so there was a lot of, we had rodeos, people riding horses. You were out all the time and a lot of different waterways. You can either be on a lake in a spring or at the ocean. And being here in Memphis and Mississippi, I feel landlocked and I do miss that. That was one of my favorite things about Florida, was the water, being able to be in all different kinds of scenarios.
I found that I missed that too when we lived there. For those of you who don't know, so I lived in Arkansas. Susan lives in Mississippi and we worked in Tennessee, so all three states border each other, and we crossed the bridge in, over the Mississippi River in order to get to Tennessee or to Mississippi. Right now, there's some issues with the bridge. For those of you who know who are around there, they went from 2 bridges to 1 temporarily. But after being in California, and you know, you could drive 6, 8, 10, 12 hours and still be in California, but there you can drive 10, 15 minutes and be in a whole different state. That was a different experience for me, but I also have to be near an ocean. Even when I was living in Cleveland and on Lake Erie, it was still not the same as the ocean. So right. Being around the ocean, the beaches, when you've grown up by that, it's hard to be away from it.
It is.
Understand that.
I'm a mermaid at heart.
A mermaid. Me too. And definitely, I don't look like a California girl. You look more like a California girl than me, that typical California, but the sunshine, very important, and I love it. We've talked a little bit about defining moments in your life, but is there one defining moment that you've experienced that you feel really changed the outcome in your life? So maybe you had to make a choice, and you know, if you went one way, it would have been a totally different outcome. Something that you can think of around that?
There is. It's very defining, as a matter of fact. It was after my mother had passed, and so as an only child, I was alone, I felt. And I met someone and decided to give up my 13-year tenure at the doctor's office as a practice manager and move to North Carolina. I moved there thinking that that would be a new start in my life. And I loved the area that we moved to. The situation turned out to be not what I thought it was going to be. But during that time is when I actually reconnected with John on Facebook. And had I not gone there and experienced what I experienced leaving Florida behind, I don't think that I would be as open as I became to go to California or to move up here for a job. I think if I had not done that, I would still be in Kissimmee, living in my sweet little condo 15 minutes from Disney World. I'm very thankful that I went through that experience. While it was heartbreaking, I still survived, but it did change the course of my life.
You'll hear me say it quite often, things happen for you, not to you. You may not see at the moment why, and sometimes in situations that are difficult, that can not ring, you know, you may not understand it at the time, but sometimes looking back, you do. For you, not to you. But also that defining moment of being there, trying to, a lot of times we escape to a different place or different location because you think that you'll find what you need externally in a different location moving. And new starts are always, or can be good, you know, it can change your mindset. But I feel like you also have to internally find peace in order to be at peace no matter what location you're in. It seems to me like when you were in North Carolina, you were able to find that inner peace and
being
find you a little bit.
Experience something different. I didn't have the pressure of work. I was able to take a few months off and just reflect on what I had lost with, you know, with the loss of my mother, who was my best friend. And, but I also got to experience a different side of life. You know, we rode motorcycles and got to meet a bunch of different people, and I made new friends, and it was fun. It was good. And I needed that break because I had been at the grind of working for a while, but I was able to make peace with it and be open to what was presented before me, you know, when John came back into my life. So yes, it did help me to find a peace.
Would you say, if you can remember back when you were in that moment, did you feel at that time that this choice was going to change your life, that it was, you were so upset that you were in this moment? Or did you at that time really realize that, no, this is happening for me?
Oh, it definitely happened for a reason. It really did. I feel that I had a fear of moving away and living in a city where I didn't know how to get around. You know, Charlotte's a big city and way bigger than Kissimmee, Florida. But I conquered that fear. I experienced it. As I stated, I met wonderful people and they're still friends today. But it became life-changing because of the fact that I left all of the familiarity of my hometown behind and all of my friends, and was open to a whole new experience. It was very freeing.
So it was freeing. Was there a point at that time where you just felt like you wanted to give up, like you just couldn't understand why you were there, like you
Absolutely.
Were depressed, but you still were able to move
as
forward
things
from
started
that.
To unfold, and I started to see the person that I thought that I was in love with show his true colors. I was a little despaired, and I felt like I was going to have to go home with my tail between my legs and, you know, the people that sent me off, and we had a big party and congratulations on your new life. I was going to have to come back and say that I failed. But as I worked through those emotions, it wasn't that I failed. It was that I depended on someone for my own happiness, and that person did not give that to me. But it made me realize you don't depend on someone else for happiness. You have to find it yourself. And once I accepted that and realized it wasn't a failure, I went back home proudly. And it was shortly thereafter that, you know, that John and I got together. Tell me that things happen for a reason or they don't. It happened for a reason.
Finding yourself, that inner peace, that reflection. Thank you for that. I think that's really an important point. And that you have to provide happiness for yourself. You cannot get it from other people.
Absolutely.
Other people can bring you joy and give you happiness, but that happiness has to really stem from inside of you. And sometimes you're in these moments and you just want to give up, but keeping moving forward and just taking one small step forward can get you through it. It may be difficult, but that doesn't mean it's impossible. And now you have John in your life, who we love, and of course, Rojo, who you guys can't see, but they're a beautiful dog that I love. And so look at how your life's changed. You're in a whole different state. You've met, you wouldn't have met me if you didn't meet John and go to Mississippi. So there's a lot of great things that happened from that. So as we get close to wrapping up here, I would like to ask you, what advice do you have to help our audience live extraordinary lives?
To be open to what is presented before you, to learn from your mistakes, to learn from those chances that you took that didn't work out. As you said, always put one foot forward and continue to move. And if something is not happening for you, make it happen. You, my friend, are someone that taught me that. If something is not happening in your life, you make it happen. And you did that for your fiance. You did that for yourself. I'm so proud of you and where you have gone and what you have become. And that's a true sign of being extraordinary. You have to pull up your bootstraps, as my dad used to say, and continue on. And just be open to what the world and the universe and God puts before you.
Pull up your bootstraps and what did he say?
And carry on.
And carry on. I think that's a perfect way to end the show today. Thank you so much, Susan, for being here for my second show. I appreciate you and love you. And I'm so glad that you joined me today. Thank you, everyone. We are going to close out the show today with our theme song from Smith Sisters, Bluegrass. So on behalf of everyone here at Word of Mom Radio, this is Jeanette Paxia saying make it a miraculous Monday.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you. She is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you. She is you.
Sure of herself. Yes, she takes care of biz. Powerful and strong. Yes, she knows who she is. Has integrity. Woman strong and true. You know her by name. See, this woman is you. She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you. She is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you. Never too late, never time to behave. Reaching for dreams, doesn't matter the age. Believes in herself, unleashed from her cage. She is sure,
she is sure.
She is strong,
she is strong.
She is true,
she is true.
She is brave,
she is brave.
She is bold,
she is bold.
She